Welcome in, time for KER Politics, thought-provoking views from leaders in the field. The views of our guests do not necessarily represent the views of either Corey or Big Al.
Now, time for KER Politics.
Talk a little bit today about moral values in the United States. This really came to my attention when I was working with two of the interviews which I did last weekend, one of them with John Horvat and the other one with Stephen Leeb. Stephen talks more obviously about investing principles, investing ideas. He's a real expert when it comes to gold. I do want to say that John Horvat, for his contribution to the show last weekend, he talks a lot about moral values. He works for an organization that stresses back to moral values, good moral values in the United States. As I was editing John's couple of segments, I really started to think about what are moral values in the United States doing right now, and what are the long-term implications on that. A lot of interesting things have happened historically in this arena in the United States, going back to Jeffrey Epstein, who directly in his organization, obviously, directly implicated the royal family in England. We're seeing a lessening, for lack of better terms, of moral values in the United States right now. The hot button today happens to be the video of Andrew Cuomo, which I've watched a couple of times with a reporter. Seems to be, I don't want to necessarily call it sexual harassment, but it's pretty close to the line on that one. What do you think about what's going on morally in the United States, Jimmy? I see a huge dip in moral values in the United States, brought out very, very effectively by John Horvat. Take it away, Jim.
I believe that many people in America are questioning the validity of our historical precedent that has really been developed, you know, been evolved over millennia, of responsibility to each other, of acceptance and tolerance, as well as, you know, the moral fabric of you know, the nature that we have with our relationships, our personal relationships, our sexual relationships, if you will. The rules are being thrown out. They're being thrown out very rapidly. The idea that there's just a man and a woman is now almost blasphemous to say that, you know, there's only two genders, even though scientifically there are only two genders. With a very, very minor incidence, I mean, almost minuscule incidence of people that have a kind of mix of those chromosomes. But for some reason, it's now acceptable and tolerable. And I think those policies and that ambiguity is very damaging to our nation. It's very damaging to society as a whole. And I think that, you know, some places people are beginning to push back. But again, something's been going on that is attempting to erode. I mean, many people and many powerful organizations that have very few supporters, but a lot of money and resources are really changing and challenging our basic moral values and undermining the foundations of us as civilization, as human beings.
Well, you know, the subject that came out, I believe it was last Friday, the hot button and all of the news articles in the paper was the situation with Rachel Levine. I guess I have to question. Rachel Levine is a pediatrician who is very definitely an admitted transgender person. I have to wonder why.
Formerly married with two kids, to a woman. Yeah. Had two kids, yeah.
Now, why was that jumped all over by the press? I would have to say that because it is showing a real diversion away from, I guess I would use the term, she is a good example of a move from traditional American moral values. Would you agree with that?
Yeah, I do think that the media is really hyping and playing that up. And I think that's part of the policy right now with a lot of tech industry and ideologically driven people on the left, progressive left, to shove these types of philosophies and policies down people's throat. And this is a perfect example of the Biden administration succumbing to that type of pressure from a very vocal, powerful, influential few that are undermining, you know, basic principles, not only of science, but also of mental health and stability for our youth. And I think those principles right now and the people that are doing that are really taking us in a direction that a lot of people are not comfortable with. We will see if this, in time, if there's a pushback against that. But my fear is that the Biden administration and progressives are using social media, tech giants, and ideologically driven power plays to silence people's voices against, you know, things that used to be just common sense and accepted and morally, I guess, in my personal view, morally acceptable to force me into accept some things that I don't agree with. And I think that's it's a disturbing trend in America. I think the racial issues and the racial tensions are dividing us. They're not helping us. And I think this push for reparations and diversity and all these ideas are actually splintering us. And I think there's an objective with that. I think it's weakening in America in many ways.
You know, my friend Jay Taylor mentioned that one of his economics professors, when he was in university back in the Midwest, said that when moral values go down in a country, and the example that Jay's professor used was when a currency has absolutely no intrinsic value, but is based on hopes and prayers for lack of better things, which the value of gold or the value of the U.S. dollar is certainly based on today, the next step for the country is it seems to get thrown into turmoil. When you look at sexual values, however, I would have to go back to Rome. Rome got incredibly, I guess I'll use the word progressive here, in terms of their moral values. And look what happened. One of the largest empires the world has ever seen basically collapsed. Could the same thing, because of moral issues, Jimmy, happen to the United States, in your opinion?
Yes, I think that's the possibility. And what's happening is it's weakening in America, because you're undermining the basic principles and the foundations of our nation when you're doing that. But you're also dividing people. And when they're divided, they're unwilling to stand up for issues. When we're focusing on gender identity, we're not focusing on global dominance by, you know, economic powers and potential, you know, China rise and control. When we're focusing on ensuring Amazon and Netflix dominate the retail and the entertainment markets, we aren't focusing on the influence that the Chinese are using it to undermine our nation. You know, these things detract us. And I think powerful globalists, and I think authoritarians that think they know better than others in a two-tiered system are beginning to have an impact. And I believe that's what happened in Rome. They were unable to defend themselves because against some of these, you know, the invasions, and, you know, they expanded themselves too far. And then as they corrupt the central authority, and the Senate, they lost the ability to make decisions without, based on rational policies. They were based on authoritarian policies, and that weakened them strengthfully. And that's what I'm afraid of we're seeing happen in America right now, that we've got to move towards authoritarianism.
I think we're definitely seeing that in America, Jimmy. I have to say that I find it interesting that this is being brought up by the progressives, really, in terms of Nancy Pelosi, for example, siding with the argument that what Cuomo did with a reporter in New York, with his daughter actually sitting right next to him. Nancy Pelosi is saying that here is an example of real immorality in the United States. She didn't use those words. She used the words that she said, I think, the accusations of impropriety are very, very possible here. She said, I think it's very credible that he was acting inappropriately. I think that the reason she did that, as you brought out very effectively to me this morning, as you said, I think the Democrats really have to do what they can to put Andrew Cuomo in the back room, as they probably should, because of what happened with all of the deaths from COVID in the rest homes back in New York. You want to elaborate on that, Jimmy?
Yeah, I think it's a very interesting dynamic what's happening within the Democratic Party as Democrats attack Andrew Cuomo. But the big push right now, and the big pressure on Andrew Cuomo, is about Me Too and about, you know, sexual harassment to employees and his arrogance. But the real problem that they're diverting from is the fact that he forced thousands of elderly into homes that actually cost them their lives during the COVID crisis. And it's interesting how they're diverting attention away from that reality to this relatively innocuous, if you will, but very important political issue for them. And it's actually quite disturbing. Once again, this hypocrisy of morality that they're using in this the attempt really divides us. Andrew Cuomo clearly is kind of a bit of a bully from based on the information that has been out there. And he's obviously believes he's immune from the rules that they have right. set within the Democratic Party. And of course, that's pretty consistent with most elitists that we face right now inside Washington and around the country, especially on the progressive side. They don't look at themselves very clearly because they're not responsible for the same rules everybody else is. You know, they get to do what they want, and it's only when something happens that they've got to really take action, as with Jeffrey Epstein or Ed Buck or Anthony Weiner. When something serious happens, they finally get called to the carpet on it. But for some reason, so many voters just kind of forget that that's what happened before, that the hypocrisy in those comments. And it's disturbing that people have such a short attention span.
Very, very disturbing. And Jimmy, what I think we should do, I think we should change our morning editorial, our regular morning editorial, to the days of our lives. Because, you know, politics in the United States today has really turned into a soap opera. Jimmy, we got to cut it. We're up to about 12 minutes. I know you're in a hurry. I'll give you the final word, though, Jim, whatever you want to say.
No, hey, I do think that we have to get a hold of our moral compass, and we've got to get back to integrity and honesty and rebuild faith in our system. We have to get trust back into our system in order to survive as a nation.
Absolutely no question about that. What do you guys think? Lance, how about you? Irish Tony, CFS, Jerry, Ebelon, give us your opinions, guys.